Pretty soon, we're going to find out which agencies made the 2014 best places to work in the federal government list and which did not and which might be on the bottom. The Partnership for Public Service is scheduled to release the annual survey next Tuesday. That's on December 9th. As anticipation builds, John Palguta, the Vice President for Public Policy at the Partnership, joins me with some action items for agency managers in advance of that release. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
It seems like we just recover from one best and worst places list, and now you're out with the next one.
It seems that way, but it's been almost a year. And as you said, Tom, next Tuesday, the Best Places to Work website is going to be updated, and we're going to see a whole new list of agencies being ranked from best to not so much. And as folks should know, this is something that we've been doing since 2003. We do this in partnership and with support from Deloitte. And this is the rankings are based on data from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. So kudos to OPM for doing a great job on this survey. And we already know from looking at OPM's FEVS data that there's still a lot of challenges out there for federal agencies in terms of the workforce and employee satisfaction and engagement. And Tom, when agency managers see the results next week for their agency or for their subcomponent, some are going to be surprised. Some will not be because they've already looked at their survey data. And the interesting thing is some folks are going to think they know exactly why they improved or they did not, and others will not have a clue.
John, one of the things we've learned over the years of this survey is that some agencies tend to stay in the upper rankings, some tend to stay on the bottom. But there's actually a lot of mobility, and agencies actually can change their outcomes over the years.
Absolutely, Tom, and that's really the important point about this. It's always interesting to look at the data, but the real benefit of this, in my view, is what do you do with that information? And can you use that information to make your organization a better place to work, to better engage your employees? And that's the bottom line. And we firmly believe, and we've certainly dealt with many, many federal agencies over the almost 14 or 12 years we've been doing this. We know that you can do something about it. We also know that, as you say, there's going to be some, we've seen them before at the top, but we're going to see some agencies that have improved significantly. Others will have declined. Some will stay the same. And in larger agencies, subcomponents of those agencies are going to go up and others down. And one of the things about this and getting to the point of, well, what can a manager do? One of the things to keep in mind is that the survey results don't give you all of the answers, but rather they let you know what questions to ask. There's a draft memo circulating, and I think Emily Kopp has reported on this last week, but there's a draft survey circulating that will basically, it's a memo to agency heads from OPM, OMB, that will ask agencies to hold managers accountable for improving engagement and performance. And I know that makes some managers rather uncomfortable. It's like, well, I can't control what Congress does. I can't control what's going on outside the agency. And the point is not to hold folks accountable for things they can't control, but holding them accountable for stuff they can. So I think in terms of once agencies get the data, once they see where they are in the best places, there's really, I think, four basic things to be done with that data. If you're a agency manager or trying to do something as part of a task force within the agency.
All right. So tell us what they are.
Okay. Number one, first of all, take your data and basically assess the state of play here. trend analysis. Are you going up or down compared to your own benchmarks since 2003? How about what other agencies that are similar to you? If you're a highly technical agency, what are, in terms of your workforce, what are other organizations with a similar workforce demographic doing? Are they going up or down compared to you? So you start getting a sense of what do I make of this data? Look at your subcomponents. Do you have some parts of the organization that are improving and others are not? And why is that? So you're doing the first step is to kind of get a sense of, okay, what do we know from this year's data based on looking at previous data and looking at other organizations? Number two, this goes to my point of you don't get all the answers, you get some of the questions. Do some additional data gathering. If I'm a manager, and I was a former federal manager, I always wanted to ask my employees. I'm a big believer in getting feedback from employees, but I would always ask them, hey, give me a hand here. I'm trying to get a sense of why I'm getting the kinds of responses that I am. And you can do individual interviews. You can do focus groups. You can use social media tools to ask folks to weigh in. You can do some additional statistical analysis on the demographics. Is there a difference in terms of men versus women or a difference based on grade level, supervisors, non-supervisors? So step number two is to do a little additional research to try to understand why you're getting the responses you are.
Okay, and step number three, by the way, we're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, anticipating the best places to work in the federal government listings that are coming out next week. So step three, when the data hits.
Well, step three, Tom, is very important, which is you've got to then identify, what you're going to do and identify and prioritize needs. It's one thing to ask employees for feedback and to ask them for help and understanding why things are the way they are. But most important is, what do we do differently going forward? So start identifying what do we need to change. If we can't change everything, and there's some things that maybe we can't change. We can't change what Congress is doing, perhaps, at least not directly. So what can we change internally to respond to what's happening with our budget or what's happening with the changes in technology, what have you, and start identifying things that you're going to be doing and in what priority order. Again, if you can't do everything all at once, which typically you cannot.
So get around in front of it before the results just kind of plop down there.
Absolutely, Tom. And step number four, do it. I guess it's kind of like the Nike slogan, just do it. But you've gone through all of this effort. We've surveyed employees. We've done the analysis. You've talked to folks. You've identified and prioritized needs. Now you got to implement. You figure out, okay, we said we're going to do something, and now we're going to start doing it, and we're going to be transparent and visible. A number of years ago, when I was still in government, Tom, I had a manager, a very good manager that I was working for at the time that I learned from. She, when she came in as head of our unit, she sat down with all of us. We had a little retreat. We came up with a list of things that we talked about that she said she would do. And very smart thing, she posted that list outside her office. And some of it was low-hanging fruit. And as she did those things, she would cross them off, keeping the list posted. And it was just a very visible symbol. It was things that we told her we thought could be done. She agreed. And she started doing things, sometimes with our help, sometimes it was things that she controlled. And just watching her check off the list, and it's like, hey, she listened and things are happening, made a big difference. So step number four is, do something about it. Start implementing strategic changes.
Do what you say you want to do.
A lot of stuff about communication and getting top managers involved and all that too, obviously.
So, John, if you have an agency that's high in the rankings, I guess I'm postulating there might be a danger of maybe crowing about that instead of making sure what it is that got you there in the first place to make sure you keep doing it.
Well, Tom, that's quite interesting because I know a lot of the agencies, certainly the chief human capital officers and some of the leadership team at the high-ranking agencies. And I will tell you, one of the common traits is that they do not rest on their laurels, nor do they really crow about it. Well, a little bit. But that's not their main response.
Well, you crow about it for a day and then move on.
That's right. That's right. But they want to maintain that ranking. And we've seen agencies in the top five that have gone down to the bottom 25%. So just being at the top, there's no guarantee you're going to stay there. So the agencies that have consistently been at the top, it's not an accident. It's not that, they've got greater budgets than others. Some of them certainly don't. They've had their own challenges, but they work at it. They keep focusing on this, and they're very intent on keeping employees engaged and doing the things that got them there in the first place. So I guess the bottom line here, Todd, the good news is, we're talking about this stuff. I could tell you, I spent many years in government. 15 years ago, before we had the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, employee engagement was not on the radar screen, at least not on a government-wide basis. But since over the last 10 years, it's become a topic of discussion and a lot of focus on it, big meetings across government. So that's the good news, that we're focused on this. The bad news is the last few years have been tough for the federal workforce. It's been hard for agencies to keep employees engaged.
And John, very briefly, do we know to the extent that environmental conditions like the budget and Congress and all of that affect morale versus how much the manager on hand can influence morale and engagement within his or her agency?
Great question, Tom. And it's hard to quantify that. But I think at least everything we've seen is that, management, even with a lot of external noise going on, shutdown, sequester, freezes and all that, management can have a huge impact. They can't make everything go away, but they have a huge impact. There's a lot they can do. And this is not about happy employees.
Sure.
That's a side benefit. This is about a government that's able to accomplish its missions on behalf of the American public as effectively and efficiently as possible. And we know the more engaged employees are, the more productive they are. And we know that, there's a lot. Managers can't do everything.
Right, sure.
But there's a lot they can do.
John Palguda is the Vice President for Public Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, and we'll look forward to those listings.
Great. Next Tuesday.
All right.
Tune in. BestPlacesToWork.org.